Don't look back because the market is closed. Hello, everyone. This is Kip Harridge with your Monday afternoon VRA Investing System podcast. We tell you each day briefly what happened in the markets, and more importantly, we tell you what's going to happen based on what the VRA system is telling us going forward. A fairly ugly day today. Dow Jones closed down 144 points, down about 0.5% at 25,300. The big loser on the day was the NASDAQ, continues to get hit hard with FANG stocks leading the way downward, down 1.4%, down 107 points at 7,630. Also down about 0.5% today were the Russell 2000 and S&P 500. S&P 500 down 16 points today, closing at 2802. Remember, that 2800 level has served as important support. Didn't see anything really troublesome today. Again, just more weakness from an overbought market. Another big earnings week. Last week was the biggest. This week, 140 S&P 500 companies are set to report the second quarter earnings. And we got to take a quick look back. We'll have today's totals here at the end of the day. But through Friday, 84% of the companies reporting have topped analyst estimates on earnings, of growth of 27.2%. Just an enormous beat, with 75% also beating revenue estimates on 10.7% growth. So again, 27.2% earnings growth on revenue growth of 10.7%, just stunning back-to-back quarters, the first and second quarter. More importantly, we're not getting signs from companies that are reporting that they're concerned about Q3 or Q4, even with the so-called Trump's trade wars and tariff wars and currency wars, all the wars that, of course, are Trump's fault. Getting no real hint at all from companies through warnings that they're concerned about the third quarter or the fourth quarter. So, again, we continue to be quite bullish in this market. This looks to be nothing more than a seasonal pause, if you will. Also, should the market close higher tomorrow, we think this is important. Should the market close higher, should the market not tank tomorrow, and should the S&P 500 not drop more than 3.5%, it will mark four consecutive months, every month of the second quarter and July, that the S&P 500 has been positive. Now, since 1954, this has happened just 15 times. In those 15 instances, the S&P 500 then went on to close higher for the next 6, 9, and 12 months, 95% of the time, with positive returns of anywhere from 10 to 15%. So, unless the S&P 500 closes down 3.5% between now and tomorrow's close, based on 15 prior events since 1954, we have a 95% chance of closing sharply higher over the next 6 to 12 months. So if you're like us, and if you like statistical probabilities, if you like repeating patterns, it's these kind of results that gives us a lot of confidence to believe that over the next year, we'll see higher stock prices. This is how we're going to continue to play it, folks. So we also see a number of interesting opportunities beginning to pop up. I'll give you one, for instance, here. Twitter, which everyone loved just a month ago when it was $47 a share. Not so much now that Twitter's down to $31.46, which is where it closed today. Loss of about 34% from the highs of just a month ago. But we look at it differently. It's a quality company. There is no other company like it. And like Facebook, which got shellacked when they had to go before Congress, stock got hit down to 249. Facebook got hit to 149, then rallied up to 200, closed the day at 171. The point being, though, we're looking for any additional weakness in Twitter, likely to buy the shares, getting back to the 200-day moving average, also hitting extreme oversold levels on the VRA investing system. We'll keep this fairly short today. We'll also tell you that the gold did close down lower again today, down $3 an ounce at $1,220 an ounce. Silver closed down fractionally up fractionally at $1,551. And oil, which we continue to be quite bullish on, closed up a big 1.9% today at $70 a barrel. Folks, again, thanks for joining us. My name is Kip Harridge. Feel free to join us at VRAinsider.com. We'll see you back here again tomorrow afternoon after the close.